Well, today is a topic that I think everyone here is very familiar with. The topic is where we're going. I'm going to do an analogy of people and the way they drive. Man, I have never seen such crazy drivers. I think I've mentioned this before. I've driven in downtown Chicago, downtown LA, downtown New York City, Manhattan. I've been to Miami. No, not Miami, but to Tampa. I've driven in some big cities with some intense drivers. But man, the drivers I've seen, I'm driving in the middle lane and someone's making a right-hand turn from the middle lane. How is that even possible? And it's frustrating. But what I've come to the conclusion is people don't know where they're going. They're clueless. But do we know where we're going? Obviously, you can see the analogy I'm trying to draw. I have 2 points. The first point, the world is lost. Completely lost. You are not allowed to get frustrated by what you see in the world because you are drawn out of the world and you are not to let it bother you. But today, if you look around, it's almost comical. The people don't even know if they're male or female. They don't know if they like a boy or a girl. They are utterly lost. These people in this world that we live in right now are the most educated people to ever walk this earth as far as the marvels that they can create. They don't even know how to read a calendar, but they can put a man in space. They can do formulas and mathematics that are mind-boggling, and all that Chinese they write on the wall actually makes sense to them. But the world is completely in dark. So we are set apart. I don't know if any of us can build a spaceship or fly to the moon, but we do know where we're going. See, we have a very special navigation system built in us. And that is, well, obviously this is Pentecost, it is God's Holy Spirit. It's the navigation system. Far more superior than anything a man or a human or mankind can create. It is leading us today. It led us here today. A mystery that the world doesn't know. You are commanded to be at this spot at this time. We are the only ones here. I remember that there's been an entire series of lectures on appointment. The appointments of God, no one's there. Just us. If you can turn over to Acts 4, we'll just read one verse, Acts 4, verse 13. The point here is that, are you smart? Are you a smart person? Are you smarter than the person sitting next to you when you're at a movie theater? Well, Acts 4, verse 13, and I'll read from the New International Version, which translates one word a little differently. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, obviously we're in Acts. I know we're going to read a lot of scriptures today about Acts, so I don't want to double dip. But this one is, can you imagine the boldness, the words coming out of the mouth of John, of Peter? And it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated, they were astonished. Common men, they were astonished. So that at that time, the words that they were speaking had such intensity that they were blown away by it, and they didn't know how to respond. And actually, the rest of the story is they let them go. Point two, we know God's law. I find it amazed at, when driving, how many people do not know simple driving laws. There's a white line and it stretches for 60 feet, but yet they cross the line and intersect into me when I'm trying to stop. It's a white line. You're not allowed to cross it. It's solid, solid white line coming up to the railroad track. Every day I drive it. Double turn lane. It's a double turn lane. Stay in your lane. Every day, there's horns honked. Every day, there's an accident. Because people can't figure out that two turns mean two people are turning. Or I love it. The inside lane, it makes a right-hand turn on red. Not the inside, but the far lane. Well, you can't do that. Only the inside lane can make that right on red. And I just sit there like, wow. But people don't know basic rules of the road. And my favorite, and I've examined this immensely over the last 8 years, when a police officer pulls onto the street, it's like roaches. Everyone turns off. And I have like a straight and narrow, I mean, every time. It's because people are so scared of police officers because I truly think that they don't know the law. And they may be having a registration or illegal driver's license or something that's not super obvious. But it's just like parting of the Red Sea. And I see it every time and I just have to laugh. That's why I see a police officer, I'm inclined to wave. Now, the last time I did that, he pulled me over because I didn't have my seatbelt on. But I said, sorry, officer. Nope, you're right. My mistake. I came for my son's. It's his birthday today, and I show him a picture of Bennett. He's like, fine. I'll just give you a warning. He was going to give me a ticket for a seatbelt. But anyhow. And I wear my seatbelt now every time because I learned my lesson. So, anyhow. But I waved at him with my seatbelt off. Yeah, so anyhow. But one of the very important lessons, we must be a reflection of the light of Jesus Christ. We are a mirror. Christ is the powerful light shining forth. We are to stand where, if you're going to reflect the light, you have to be visible. And being the mirror, you must be clean. Your mirror can't be foggy. It can't be dirty. It has to be perfect or strive towards being perfect. So the mass amount of light coming from our Lord and Savior reflects off of us. Well, can you be a reflection of Jesus Christ if you don't know the laws yourself? Probably not. I've mentioned this before, and it is very scary, and I am very frustrated with myself. When you do have a discussion, can you repeat in a very concise manner? Can you repeat God's law? Can you repeat what God is telling you, what you know? I've had examples where I failed. I said the wrong thing, and it still eats me up to this day. Because you know better. You should know inside and out. Like the example given yesterday about the counterfeiter. How do you know if it's counterfeit? You study the real thing. No. You don't study it. You know it. You smell it. You taste it. You feel it. You know that dollar bill inside and out. Right? That's how we have to know the Bible. Because everything around it is counterfeit. You don't need to turn there, but John 8, verse 12. John 8, verse 12, it says, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am, which that gives me chills every time he says, I am, but I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So we know Jesus Christ is the light. And again, you don't need to turn there, but 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. And I'll read from the New International Version. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, and being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So, we are to reflect the Lord God Almighty. If we are to reflect Jesus, we must be visible to the world. We can't be hidden. If we are to be visible to the world, you got to know what you're talking about. The only way to do that is to ask God for help and read your Bible. So in conclusion, see, we here, we're not lost. We're not clueless. We know where we're going. We should know. We have the mystery revealed to us. But we must know where we're going. We are not of the world. We have the Holy Spirit, which is our guide. And we have the instruction manual, which we can understand as, again, the instruction manual is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. We must ask God to have the Holy Spirit show us his words. It's remarkable that every once in your life you have a chakra where you're shocked and something mass happens. You're out of your comfort zone, or you go to the next level. In our working environments, maybe you elevate to the next level, and you're required to do so much more. Well, the thought that the Holy Spirit can open your mind more, to reveal more to you, but you got to ask God. You got to ask him. You got to ask for the Holy Spirit to be, what was the word used, aroused inside of you. It's got to be filling you so we can dig deeper into the Bible to understand it. I am amazed at how much I don't know. And I know that we forget because we're humans, but some of us, like myself, forget much more than others. I can remember where I was on this date, you know, when I was 7 years old. That's about as far back as I can remember. But I can't remember the books of the Bible flawlessly in perfect order from beginning to end. Repeat, go. No, I always get a little messed up here or a little messed up there, and I got to check it. You got to have it memorized. The mumblers, I loved that yesterday. You got to be the mumbler. Mumble to memorize the Bible. It's beautiful. And if a 10-year-old can do it, so can we. So ask and it will be given to you. So how can we in God's church be the light or be the reflection if we don't know the commandments of God and Christ's teaching? We do know it. I know we know it. But we need to know it better is just my point. We have a precious gift from God with the ultimate reward. We must make sure we are worthy of the Holy Spirit that is in us, and we must strive for perfection.